Eric Johnston is no stranger to performing in small towns. The Canadian comedian will be performing at the Earfalls Legion on July 27. This is the second Earfalls show put on by Mark Mene's Campfire Comedy Company in Thunder Bay. Johnston will also be performing in Thunder Bay, Sioux Lookout, and Kenora. My show is like firing me out of a cannon for an hour and 15 minutes. It's a high-energy storytelling show, says Johnston. Originally from Hamilton Ont, Johnston has been a comic for almost 13 years, starting with his first open mic night on November 1, 2010. He has since toured all over Canada and the United States. He has been on MTV, JFL and on the popular YTV children's show Splatalot. He has performed at the Comedy Store in Hollywood, the Laugh Factory and the House of Blues in Chicago. He recently appeared as a guest role on the Apple TV show Spargo. He was also the winner of the 2021 COCA Comedian of the Year Award. Johnston has been on tour for the past 7 years. In 2019, before the pandemic, did the Eric Johnston Small Town Comedy Tour, where he did show only in small towns. If the show's sold out, and we all have a great time, then it's worth it for me, says Johnston. They say that travel is the best education, and I have a doctorate in Canadian small towns. Johnston has been an actor since he was 6 years old. He did musical theater, dance and some film and television acting. He came from a show business family background. Both his father and grandfather were professional Hall of Fame comedian wrestlers. In their honor, Johnston titled this tour, the Unstoppable Summer Tour. I honor their legacy. My grandfather was Bull, and my father was Bullwhip. That's why all my tours are called Run with the Bulls, the Untouchable Tour, and this Unstoppable Tour to just kind of honor their legacy and their brand, says Johnston. Johnston was inspired by watching videos of his grandfather wrestling in the 40s, 50s and 60s, as well as his father's wrestling videos in the 70s, 80s and 90s. He also got to watch his father wrestle as a kid in the 90s. It really inspired me to be a showman myself. I just didn't want to get into professional wrestling, says Johnston. I pretty much do the same thing. I just don't take any of the bumps. Johnston stated he has considered taking up wrestling for tributary miniseries in the future. He has also created his own clothing line called Whipwear, which is based on his father's wrestling name Bull Whip and a play on his father and grandfather's wrestling names. I come by it honestly. As far as I know, I'm the only comedian in the world whose father was a professional wrestler, says Johnston. Starting as an open mic act in 2010, but moved up in his career as a comedian pretty quickly, largely due to his background in performing that helped him feel comfortable on stage. He then spent the first 5 years of his career finding his voice, creating his style and writing material. When he was about 5 years in, he decided to start touring. In 2016, he started taking his comedic shows on the road. Of his last 7 years of touring, the past 4 of them have been on tour as a full-time professional headliner. The best and worst part about being a traveling comedian is the travel, getting to see new places and meet new hilarious people I otherwise wouldn't, says Johnston. Every town has a unique story and a rival town, but I am away from home, away from my new wife, and it's a lot of long drives. Johnston's material talks about growing up in Hamilton, touring and about his dad and grandfather. He writes about his relationship with his new wife and all that goes into planning a wedding. He also has some material that he only does in Northern Ontario about all the years he has spent touring there. It's my truth, and comedy is best when it's based in truth, says Johnston. Most comedians take breaks in their tours over the summer months, to accommodate for how busy people get during that season. Johnston elected to continue touring. I think that's why I called the tour Unstoppable, because I don't like to stop, says Johnston. Plus, I've got a wedding to pay for now. Johnston and his new wife were married less than 2 weeks ago, and took a couple of days in Quebec City as a honeymoon, before returning to his tour. His aim was to bring the show to people in communities outside of Toronto where access to comedic shows and live entertainment are more limited. It's a lot and a bit of a challenge, but hey, with the wrestling background, I'm up for a challenge, says Johnston.